You're listening to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Magic and magical people, the unnatural order is all around us. There are white witches, black witches, demons, vamps, werewolves, shapeshifters, ghosts. It's a protoplasmic party of creature features out there. But unless you know where to look, you won't find them. I know where to look. My name is Harry Strange.
Hey guys, Tony Sarecki here. First off, thank you all for the support that you guys have given us this season. We really appreciate it. You've made season one great. You made season two even better. So we appreciate all of that. We appreciate your downloads and getting the word out for us. We appreciate the folks who've gone over to iTunes and given us a review or, you know, given us a review on whichever, wherever you download us from. That means a lot to us, and it helps us get more listeners, and it helps us when we approach organizations that may actually pay us for the content that we're doing. So we really appreciate all the reviews and the word of mouth and our friends over on the Facebook page. So what we're doing is a sign of appreciation is we're actually interrupting our narrative this week, and we're going to give you a special treat. Last night, we performed our first live show in the Atlanta area at Summer Sci-Fi Con. And we're going to give you a recording of that show right now. So we're going to go ahead and we're not going to skip episode 214, but we're going to move episode 214 to next week. So we'll find out what's going on with Harry and Lace and Brother Sordeo and Lilith and the whole gang. That'll be going on next week. This story is actually a pause from the narrative so that you can hear the live show. We may be doing this show one more time this year. We'll make an announcement if we're going to do that. And otherwise, next year, we'll probably be doing a different live show at various cons. If you run a convention and you'd like us to come out to do a show for you and talk about podcasting and how to get into the business and radio drama and all that, drop me a line at producer@harrystrange.com, and I will be happy to talk to you. A couple notes about this before we get started. First off, this was a live show, so everything is done live. The sound effects were dropped in as we were going. The actors, you know, the actors did it all in one take. They were in front of a live audience. So what you hear is what the actors did yesterday. Then at the end, what I'm going to do is include some of the pre-show stuff that the actors did, you know, just chatting with the audience and with each other while we were setting up and getting sound levels and things. And just to kind of give you that I was there feeling. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and, this story is not part of the canon. It's not part of the Harry Strange, of the universe that's gone on. So some of the things that you're going to see in this, or hear, excuse me, you're going to hear in this episode may have already occurred in the Harry Strange universe that we normally listen to. Lilith and Carmen actually have not met in the episode you're about to hear, but obviously they've already met in our regular universe. The Mudclaws, that's a potential story for the future. But this story, as far as the regular Harry Strange universe, has not really occurred. Okay, just want to make sure that we're clear on that so there's no confusion for those of you who are writing Wikipedia links or anything like that about us. All right, so that being said, again, I appreciate it from the cast and crew of Harry Strange. Thank you all very much for all that you do. We do it for you, for the listeners. And now I'm going to flip it over, and you're going to listen to Tender Wishes, Harry Strange Live.
Never make me wait again.
Why, Lilith, why? My beautiful store in tatters.
It's going to be your face in a minute. Did you find what I asked for?
You know, that stuff ain't easy to find. You know what I gotta go through
to get... It was a yes or no question, Finny.
I can't believe you tricked me into blowing up my own store. I told you I'd get it as soon as possible.
As soon as possible is subjective, you little mole. As soon as possible to me is a millennium. As soon as possible to you could be the next few seconds of your meager existence.
Hey, you know I'm dependable. Hey, what do you mean meager existence? I'll have you know I'm a rock star in certain circles.
You're about as dependable as the rhythm birth control method. Just remember this. I better have it before Strange does.
Magic and magical people. The unnatural order is all around us. There are white witches, black witches, demons, vamps, werewolves, shapeshifters, ghosts. It's a protoplasmic party of creature features out there. But unless you know where to look, you won't find them. I know where to look. My name is Harry Strange. It was an ordinary day in Night Falls. I ordered a cup of joe at the Three Little Piggies Cafe, and just as I was taking my first sip of that magic elixir, I felt the rumble of a flash bomb. I took one more sip of my coffee, paid my bill, and stepped out into the street. Tendrils of smoke floated over Finney's store like some Lovecraftian abomination. I took a deep breath and walked the half block to the site of the damage. The front door remained intact. The rest of the store, while not dead, was certainly in critical condition. Finney's place was a new age metaphysical emporium that did a thriving business among the pagan set. You know, wannabe witches and the suburban housewives who fancied themselves some type of lost goddesses. Before I could ask Finney any questions, a leggy brunette walked in. I'd know those gams anywhere. They belonged to Carmen Strega. She and I were friends, no benefits included. She was a Sheba with Hollywood good looks and great getaway sticks. Not that I would tell her that. Oh, and she was smart. Too smart.
Finney, what happened to your store?
Nothing, sweet thing. I'm just having a fire sale, that's all.
Sweet thing? Do I look like a sugar cube to you? How many times do I have to tell you my name is Dr. Carmen Strega?
That's perfect. Hey, Doc, I need you to check out this growth I got.
How about I remove that growth with my dagger? Will that take care of your little problem?
The only problem I got is you, you hairless ape!
Finney was a little troll of a demon, somewhere between a lawn gnome and, well, a Finney. I should have killed you a long time ago.
You can't kill me.
And why's that?
Because you need me, Strange, as much as I need you.
I need you like the world needs another vampire romance novel.
Boys, let's put a lid on that testosterone, okay?
All right, fine. I'm looking for Wishbane. You ever heard of that?
Wishbane? What is that, like a boy band or something?
No, Finney. It's the flower from a rare plant that can change some unnaturals to human form or reanimate...
Human? Who the hell would want to go back to being human? You're all flabby and soft, and oh God, the smell!
Do you know where we can find it?
And we will make it worth your while.
Now you're talking, Strega. So should we start looking for engagement rings, wedding gowns, bondage gear?
In your dreams, Finney.
Yeah, especially the wet ones.
That's it, Finney, you're going down!
Oh, you guys are such a cute couple. How long have you been together?
A very long time, and you should see them dance.
Hiya, sugar. Finny to Finn here. How can I service you?
I'm looking for healing crystals and some other special items.
I got anything you need and then some, if you know what I mean.
Somebody told me you know how to treat a lady.
Well, that somebody sure knew what they was talking about. It would be a pleasure to serve you.
Oh, man, I feel nauseous.
Oh, me too. Can you imagine what that would be like? I'll never get that image out of my head.
Carmen, please. I just ate.
Hey, Strange, I can hear you. I'm standing right here. So, my little moonbeam, tell me more about what you're looking for.
I found this bag of flowers, which I'm pretty sure is Wishbane. And I read in my Everything Wiccan handbook that Wishbane is very powerful, but it needs certain crystals in order to be fully effective. Can you help me with that? I mean, if this is as strong as the book says, I should be able to bring poor little dead bunnies back to life, right?
Wishbane isn't easy to find or collect. Where'd you get this bag?
Excuse me, Strange. I'm working here. I tell you what, cutie pie. I got the crystals you need in the storeroom. Maybe we can work out some type of trade. Come with me and I'll show you what I got.
I bet you will, handsome.
You hear that, Strange? She called me handsome.
I really am going to be sick.
Yeah, Finney has some awesome crystals and they're very powerful. A girl like you would be very popular with those amazing crystals in her possession.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he also has some protection spells to keep you safe from... Zorbex and Plankton.
Yeah, whatever you want, little lady. Let me show you my goods.
I don't even know what a Zwerton is, but it sounds fun. Show me the way, handsome.
Yeah, you hear that, Strange? Twice she called me handsome.
She probably thinks she can see unicorns, too.
I have seen unicorns! Have you seen them also, Harry?
Oh, for goodness sakes, just show her the crystals, Finny. God, I sure hope that idiot can make a deal with that hippie girl so we can get the wishbane.
No kidding. Something about that girl bothers me. Like, how did she know my name?
What?
She called me Harry. How did she know my name? I have a bad feeling about this, Carmen. We've got to get that wishbane.
Whoa, that girl has got the hots for me in a big way. Sorry, Strega, you missed your chance.
Oh, Benny, I'm so heartbroken. How will I ever get along?
Really, Strega? I mean, I knew you liked me and all, but I mean, come
on. Not if you were the last troll-looking gnome thing on the face of the planet.
You don't know what you're missing.
I think I'm going to vomit now. Ugh. Shouldn't you be back there with your little moonbeam? You don't want her stealing any of your valuables.
Nah, I got a good sense about people. She's one of the good ones. Anyway, the only way out of there is through this room. But I should get back there to my little minx. Her motor may be running on high now.
Oh, she's high, all right. Did you get her to train any of that wishbane?
Not yet. She's back there looking at some crystals. Why are you so interested in that, Strange? You know something I don't?
No, Finny, I just don't want it to fall into the wrong hands. Just think what could happen if unnaturals started turning back into humans.
Good morning, friends. Phineas the Finn at your service. Welcome to my haberdashery. How may I assist you? I hope you find all that you're looking for here in our lovely boutique.
Oh, man, this is worse than I thought.
No kidding.
So, I hear you're looking for some special items.
Yeah, do you have that special something I'm looking for?
Of course I do, doll. Tell old Finn what you need and I can fulfill all your earthly desires.
I need the spell and the crystals to activate the wishbane. I want to animate the inanimate. Can you help me do that?
Yeesh, it's like a broken record. Okay, I can do that, but what's in it for me?
What do you think of these?
What the hell are you? Get your claws off me! Get off me! I'm serious! Get him away from my moneymaker!
Moneymaker? No wonder this place is such a pit! Give me what I need, or my claws drawing your blood will be the last thing you see!
Okay, okay! Just let me loose and I'll get it for you! Hold on!
You had better make it fast, slug, or I'll slash your moneymaker into pieces and make you watch as I feed it to the hogs!
Jeez, where is it? Where is it? I know it's around here somewhere.
Harry, we've got to help Finny.
Not so fast. Let's see how this plays out.
Harry, we can't let him die. I mean, without him, we can't get the wishbane, and whoever, whatever that hippie girl is, if she gets it, who knows what could happen.
Just a minute or two more. I'm kind of enjoying this. Besides, as much as I don't want to admit it, Finster is pretty clever.
Here it is!
Let me have it!
Okay, you asked for it!
Ah! What have you done, you fool?
Ah! Yeah, nobody messes with the fan and gets away with it. Eat my dust, you hippie freak!
What the hell happened in there?
No thanks to you, Strange. I just took out that hippie girl. She was after you. Something about you never calling and not being very, satisfying, if you know what I mean. I just saved your hairless hide.
Oh, Finny, my hero.
Did you get the wishbane, Finny?
Of course, Strega. But it's gonna cost you plenty. And you can't afford my prices.
Give it up, Finny. You don't want the trouble this wishbane is gonna bring under your pointy little head.
Not so fast, Strange. I got other buyers for this. And I don't think you want to mess with her. I mean, them.
Her who, Finny?
Nobody you know, Strange. Besides, you got no need for this. Private dick, indeed. Who hired you to get this wishbane?
We both know how this plays out. We dance around, I rough you up, and then I walk out of here with a wishbane. So save yourself a beatdown and give it to me now.
Hello, Mr. Strange. Long time no see. I employed Finny to retrieve the Wishbane, and surprisingly, he came through. It belongs to me.
Who the hell are you, Chicky?
Chicky? Watch your mouth, human, or I will seal it forever.
You ready to put some mojo where that mouth is, demon?
Hey, Strange, if we play this right, we may get to see a chick fight. Succubus versus witch. Pretty hot stuff.
Tell your pet who I am, Mr. Strange, before she says something she regrets for eternity.
Lilith, I should have known you were the brains behind this. Finny could never work this out on his own.
Hey!
The Lilith? I thought you'd have been, I don't know, hotter.
And I thought you'd have been taller and younger. He usually likes his paramours perkier. My wishbane, Finny.
I am not his paramour. I am his...
You know what? I'm not going to let you walk out of here with that wishbane, Lilith.
I see. So this is where our relationship ends? In this idiot store?
Nay!
Lilith was, according to legend, the first woman of the Bible, the Beta to Eve. She was easy on the eyes and most other male parts, but she had a bad attitude, and like most women, demon or otherwise, didn't like it when she couldn't have her way.
You know, it doesn't have to be here, but if this is where you want to throw down, let's rock.
Do you think you and Strange have the kind of firepower to take on a goddess as old as creation?
Yeah, you tell him, Lilith. I've had it up to here with these two hairless apes. I'll grab the wishbane, and then we can just go ahead and take it out of here.
The wishbane is mine!
What the hell? It's a walking stack of mud!
Finny's attempt to kill the hippie girl didn't work as well as he expected. She was still alive, and changed back to her true form.
Oh, yuck! She smells like a pile of...
She's a mucklod! A giant earth elemental biped. Think Swamp Thing, but with more mud and earth and less tree parts. She stands about 8 feet tall and weighs close to 400 pounds.
That's right, Harry. It's been a long time.
It had been decades since I fought the Mucklods. Being earth elementals, they hated mankind for what they saw as the raping of the planet. The only solution, according to them, was the extinction of the human race. It was a close battle. There aren't many things that can take out an earth elemental. Think about it. How do you destroy Earth? Now think about fighting an animated Earth. I thought I'd exterminated the Mucklods in a bloody Armageddon of urine, clashing claws, and a stench that would make your upchuck upchuck. I was a much younger man back then, and while I'm still as handsome, my patience for unnaturals with delusions of grandeur is far less. Delphina, it's been a long time.
I'm surprised my conqueror remembers my name.
Conqueror? Oh. Good Lord, Harry, tell me you didn't sleep with her. It.
We were at war. He almost wiped out my race. Sleeping with the enemy is hardly my style.
Well, as interesting as this episode of Jerry Springer is, I am on a schedule. Give me my wishbane, mudwench, and I'll be on my way.
Your wishbane? This is the life force of my race. This will return us to greatness and give us the ability to rule the Earth. If I give it to you, I'd have to wait 2 centuries before it blooms again, and by then, these humans will probably have paved over the fields where it grows.
Oh, I see. Come, look closely. This is me not caring any less. Hand it over, and I'll let you keep Strange and his current squeeze as a... consolation prize.
I am not a squeeze.
I command you, Mudpile.
You have no dominion over me, Succubus. I am of the earth itself.
Fine. Aliquem terram ego para incipio, TB. Back to the earth, I command you.
Blue sparks flew from somewhere just behind Lilith and struck the Mucklod in her chest. She stepped backward and then nothing. The creature absorbed Lilith's attack.
Uh-oh. This ain't good.
That is not possible. I am Lilith, mother of the Nephilim. You cannot resist my magic.
You are a toy for the gods and a pox upon the earth. Now take my power.
The mucklot took two lumbering steps toward Lilith and hit her with a right hook that would have brought down the side of a skyscraper. The force of the blow lifted Lilith into the air and backwards through two walls, showering us with cinder block dust.
Oh, my God.
Lilith, are you okay?
I cannot believe a walking pile of compost just slapped me down.
Hey, McLeod. Nice hook. No one has ever done that to Lilith. Can I get you some coffee, tea, weed killer?
Get me the crystals and the spell, Hog Chow.
Sure, sweet thing.
Delphina, I know what you're planning, and I'm not going to let it happen.
You have no choice, Harry. You can join me, or die!
That's an old tune, Toots, and you couldn't keep up with the dance the last time you sang it. I wiped out your race.
I survived your attempted genocide. With this wishbane, I will reanimate the race and reign supreme over the earth. Now give me my wishbane!
Delphina moved faster than I remembered. The force of her blow knocked me into a row of shelves, and white granules cascaded over me. I spit them out, cursing their salty taste. I remembered my final battle with the mucklots. Salt. Salt acts like an acid to the earth. This will seal her fate. I grabbed an open bag of salt and ran towards her. I caught her off guard and threw the bag full of salt on her.
Ow! It's time for you to die, you and all your minions!
The salt melted her outer coating of mud, but it didn't have the effect it had had so many years ago. Quickly, I poured a line of salt on the floor between myself and the mucklot. Carmen, get behind me. Finny, help Lilith. I continued pouring a circle of salt around us. It wouldn't hold the mucklot back forever, but it would keep her from getting to us until I could figure out a way to kill her.
Strange, it ends here. Give me my wishbane!
Way to go, Strange. Now you made her mad. You should have been a better man to her way back when, and we wouldn't be here right now.
Do something, Harry, for the love of God.
I'm working on it, Carmen. You're the genius. Why don't you figure out some witchy chemical formula to melt her or something? Carmen stared at me wild-eyed. She was looking for answers, and I had none. For a second, I thought I saw a tear, but perhaps I was seeing things.
Yeah, sure, Harry. Sure.
The mucklot was sliding around the salt circle, testing it for a weak spot so she could get to us. Each time she touched a spot of salt, some of it disappeared as it absorbed her. There wasn't enough there to kill her, and it was only a matter of time before she could get to us. We had to do something, and fast. Finny, do you have any more explosives?
Of course I do, Strange.
Great. Set a charge and blast that mucklod to hell.
Sure thing, Strange. I'll blow it to bits if you could just give me a hand pulling the explosives out of my ass.
What the hell are you talking about, Finny?
All the C-form is in the storeroom, Detective Densley.
We had to get to the storeroom. We needed a diversion. Lilith, can you cast one of your spells and get Delphina's attention away from the storeroom so Finny can get the explosives?
Hey, who said I was going after the C-4? Sounds like a job for Super Dick to me.
I will cast a spell, but only if you give me your word that I will get the wishbane.
Really, Lilith? You want to negotiate? That Earth Elemental puts you down like a bad dog. What do you suppose will happen if she uses that wishbane to reanimate her siblings?
Fine.
Lilith spoke some crazy Latin spell, and various objects in Finn's store began to swirl in a small vortex, hurtling fragments of metal, plastic, and glass into the mucklot's flesh. Yes, there was still something mortal about her, and she could feel pain. I used the diversion to sprint towards the storeroom. I felt a wet club on my back like the force of a roid-raging baseball player swinging for the fences. I almost went down, but that would have been bad for everyone. My spine and neck muscles stretched and popped from the blow. This was going to hurt in the morning. She was on me in a second. Her foul-smelling claws grabbed me, but immediately let go.
Ow, my skin!
The salt in my suit was burning her. Small miracles. I slipped into the storeroom and locked the door. I quickly assembled the C4, detonators, and batteries. I kept one end open so I could make the connection once the C4 was in place. Sweat beaded on my forehead, and I had a sudden craving for Pop-Tarts. I guessed at how much C4 would be enough to kill the mucklot. I slid the charge into the center of the open room. The mucklot ran towards the open door. I touched the wire to the positive end of the battery, and nothing! Damn it, the battery must be dead. Thanks, Finny. I slammed the door.
Let me in! Let me in, you insignificant gnat! The longer you take, the more your death will hurt!
I took off my shoes and rubbed my feet on the doormat. I looked at the sky with a small prayer and gently touched my fingers to the wires. I saw a little blue spark jump to the wires and... The blast knocked me out. I wasn't sure for how long. The only thing I could hear was a dull ringing in my ears. The dust had cleared and the smell of C4 hung in the air. Near the center of the room laid the mucklod. I crept out of the room and walked back towards Carmen, Finney, and Lilith. Were they... Had I killed them? I brushed the debris from Carmen's body. She wasn't moving! I killed her! The human race was safe, but in the process I had killed my...
Strange, are you crying?
I looked behind me and Finney was staring at me with one yellow pus-covered eye. It was sort of an improvement. He was grinning back at me, and for a second I couldn't help but grin back at him. Jesus, no, Finney, I just got dust in my eyes.
Sheesh, you hairless apes are all alike. All soft and gooey. I think I'm gonna be sick.
Finney helped me pull Carmen and Lilith out of the rubble. I hadn't killed them, but it was damn close. Too damn close.
You did it, Harry. You killed her.
Harry Strange, hero. Who would have guessed it?
Oh, my hero. I think I'm gonna vomit.
Can it, Finney?
Ooh, I like it when you're bossy, Strigger. Let me get my handcuffs.
God, some things never change.
I was reaching down to pick up the bag of Wishbane when I saw movement out of the corner of my eye. It couldn't be. Christ on a cross, Delphina was still alive. Damn it, Carmen, look out! Carmen moved a second too late, and Delphina swiped her with a bloody claw.
Ugh.
Finney, Lilith, get to the storeroom. The mucklod wasn't dead, but she was moving slowly. The explosion hadn't killed her, but it did buy us some time. I lifted Carmen. She was bleeding badly, but the cuts were superficial. She looked at me with pleading eyes as we moved towards the storeroom.
Thanks for the lift, cowboy. Got any plans for later?
Yeah, a hot shower and a stiff drink.
Ooh. A stiff one.
I locked the storeroom door and sat on the floor next to Carmen. We all looked at one another in disbelief.
You know something, Strange?
Don't say anything, Finney. Don't say a freaking word. That's it. I'm out of ideas. We've got to get out of here and get some help.
Harry Strange giving up. How like a hairless ape.
Really, Harry? Are you giving up?
I don't know what to do. Tried everything. I'm sorry.
Sheesh, you hairless apes are all alike. And you stink. It smells like human spirit in here. I hate that smell.
That's it? That's it, Finney. You're a genius. I could kiss you.
What the hell, Strange? You're freaking me out.
Human spirit. We've got to change the mucklod back to her human form.
And then we can kill her.
Well, well, well. It looks like you've done it after all, Harry Strange.
Hey, it was my idea!
Now where are those crystals? We put the Wishbane and crystals together and the combination formed a multicolored glowing gel, sending prisms of light off in infinite directions. It was beautiful to see, and it had the aroma of lavender, rosemary, and cool, clear spring water. Okay, this is it. I hope this works.
Yeah, me too. Me and Strager gotta go register at Adam and Eve Adult Emporium and make our wedding announcement.
I am going to vomit now.
I stepped out of the storeroom and walked towards the mucklod, just out of her reach. Delphina, wait, don't swing. Listen to me.
What do you want?
You're right. We humans are a plague on the planet. Maybe we weren't a couple of centuries ago, but now we're everywhere.
You humans have grown beyond your ideal population. You've abused the Earth and wasted your resources.
You're right. Together we can reduce the population, rid the planet of the capitalist pigs who pollute and strip the resources. We can occupy the banks and Wall Street with our true believers.
Harry, it makes me so happy to hear you say that. I've always known you were special. I'll keep my human form, and we can have children.
I was choking back bile as I thought about making love to a mucklod. Having little Muddy and Oozy children? Ugh. And working in a cubicle at the World Bank? I stifled my horror and smiled sweetly at Delphina. She was crying, and for a moment, I felt a pang of sorrow for her. I handed her the wishbane and closed my eyes. It ends here. Goodbye, Delphina. The air around me began to swirl. I felt weightless, like I was floating. I saw visions of myself as a young man in love. I saw myself battling hordes of unnaturals and growing old. I saw an old man beside a river. I realized it was me. Would I grow old? Was this a premonition of things to come? I saw pixies and fairies waving magic wands and changing the seasons. I saw animals grazing on vast open plains. I saw myself walking to a valley, through thick branches and into a meadow. I looked to my left, and there before me stood a unicorn. I heard Carmen's voice in the distance.
Harry! Harry, come back to us! Are you okay? Harry, are you okay?
I looked up to the faces of Finny, Carmen, and Lilith.
Aw, crap. He's okay. Just asleep, that's all.
What the hell? What happened?
You've been unconscious for hours.
What? What about Delphina?
Relax. It took that long for the wishbane to take effect. Look.
Carmen pointed, and I saw Delphina lying on the floor. I scrambled to my feet. I felt woozy and lightheaded. Great. A psychedelic hangover. Just what I needed. I grabbed the hippie girl, unsheathed my dagger of Yago, and beheaded her. This time is really over.
Okay, just to be sure, let's burn the corpse and get the hell out of here.
Good idea. We burned the body and watched until the last ember faded. Well, that's all she wrote.
What does that mean exactly?
It means that all the wishbane is gone, and I can't get any more for another 175 years.
Like I said, some things never change.
Hey, is anybody hungry?
What do you got in mind, Strange?
The Three Little Piggies Diner.
Please, Mr. Strange. I would spend eternity with Finny the idiot before I stepped foot in that ptomaine-infested slop house.
I've got some work to do at the lab.
It stinks in here. Strange. Besides, me and Strega got nuptials to write.
Finny, do you really want to marry me?
Well, yeah, Strega. You'll make a beautiful bride.
Ha! Not on your life.
I made my way back to the diner, ordered a cup of joe, two pieces of apple pie, and a Pop-Tart. Why? Because today was just an ordinary day.
Let's introduce our cast. We'll start down at the end with Lilith, Percy Johnson.
Hi.
Woo! Carmen, Fisher Rose. Harry, Felon Center. Finny, Jason Tyler.
Woo!
Second. The Hippie, Mudfoot, and Delphina. Emily, James.
Woo!
Okay, a couple other people in the back. The inspiration for all of this, my wife, Jo.
Woo!
Our marketing wench and PR chick, Vanessa Schill.
Woo!
Our website designer and photographer, Ryan Schill.
Woo!
Okay, all right, well, we appreciate you spending 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was the actual show. What we're going to play now is going to be the stuff that happened before the show. Just some of the actors warming up and chatting with the crowd. Again, and I won't interrupt you again. This will be the last time you hear from me tonight. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate everything you've done, all the listening and everything and sharing us with your friends. And we have a couple more episodes left for this season. Season 3 scripts are already already being written, and we go into production with those sometime in August or September. So we will be taking a break here in a couple weeks, and then we'll see you back January of 2013.
It's bad.
It only gets worse from here.
I'd like to start out by apologizing for anything that Jason might say.
I don't want to apologize preemptively for what may occur in this room tonight. What happens at Sci-Fi Con stays at Sci-Fi Con, except for the herpes.
Hey now.
What?
This is why we never go anywhere.
Oh my gosh.
You can cover him up, but you can't shut him up.
Did you expect something better than this? I mean, really?
Different.
Different. Not better. Just different.
Like a mic car? You mean different?
Censored.
Different.
Censored?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Censored. Some form of control and filter. Not on the mic.
No.
On you.
No.
This is censored. What are you talking about? You wouldn't let ramp it up. I'm not wearing anything underneath this cloak.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Just me and my hang tens under here. The only thing standing between me and you is
picture thing.
This velour cloak.
Oh.
Thanks, Bruno.
Lord have mercy. You're very brave now that I think of it.
How so?
Well, just putting us out here like this.
Oh, yeah, I know.
More so him than anybody else.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Specifically. Specifically.
Just with no controls whatsoever.
Specifically.
It's going live.
Specific.
Yeah. No 7-second delay on
this. This is true.
Is that like a specific rim job?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, and the first smack comes from Trisha.
Mm-hmm. Both seasons, season one
yes,
and season two.
The previous
yes,
day.
And they're free downloads.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there? What did you want me to say? Excuse me, ma'am, I can't answer you. You got to ask him.
They'll listen to you in that dress and those heels more than they'll listen to him. Yeah.
Was she even speaking? I just was looking at her.
Right.
I'm going to talk so pretty.
It's very sultry in here and steamy. Thank you.
Oh, Melissa. It's growing. Stop it.
You're welcome, Jason.
You want to scoot down? Getting a little splash off that over there. Okay. Yeah, I think he's going to need it.
More where that came from.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I actually think it might have mellowed him out a little bit.
What? And yeah, I'm not thinking.
And loosened.
No. Loosened him up. Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you bring rum, you have to bring duct tape.
Rum and duct tape.
Rum and duct tape.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
I like that a lot.
If you're not going to be able to shut him up.
Yeah.
Because it's that's sticky.
True. Well, you can either shut him up or tie him up. Either way.
I'm not sure that would even...
Ooh, I like the second option the best.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, dear.
Bear claws. What?
Testing.
Break it down, Tony. Break it down.
Break it down. Hammer time.
Test. Test.
Test.
Magic and magical people.
He sounds quiet.
Meow. Yes. But the show is only about him, so we don't really need his mic up.
The show is all about Tony.
Useless.
Jason, you're supposed to be killing?
Yes.
Jason, you're supposed to
be magic and magical.
More.
It's fine.
More.
Jason, you're still speaking.
Meow.
More
cow. Give me more.
I need more cow.
We need more Harry.
We need more Harry. Strange.
He's got a fever. The only cure is
more
cowbell.
Really 6:24. My script has a time on it.
That's because you're special.
Because I knew I would drop my paper all over the place.
Just listen, I'm standing in heels. That's it's either this or I fall. Okay.
She has to keep moving.
I gotta move, just otherwise I will not feel my toes.
Plain harmony, three-part harmony.
Such a method
actor. So he's method.
What's it happening?
You can't even see the microphone, can you, Strange?
I hate it when my boobs
do. No. That's because you're not wearing shoes.
Here,
you're
down and it's on page 17.
Wow. I know the gal is bad
this
time.
That's a lot of page turning. You're skipping a few, are you?
Evidently.
Shrinkage.
Pushing the things down.
It's a good problem to have.
That's the spot.
Kids.
Not so much here, so much here, but right in here.
You gotta keep you behind and a pack.
I know.
Awesome.
We got
ready to get the show on the road then?
We're still missing the guy.
I thought the show was already on the road.
The gentleman who was wrapping up his game, we're waiting for you. You promised.
And well.
Don't go back on your word. You know what happens when you go back on your word.
That's right. Finny will come get you.
You're backing it up.
Hey,
Better start getting evil.
I can't get evil yet.
All right, everybody, set your tasers on stun.
Whoa, Echo.
Ooh, pretty.
I like that.
Psychedelic.
We need that as a
never.
Unicorn.
Ooh, I feel like I'm at a disco in the 70s. So awesome.
I love this.
Whoa.
Pretty colors.
Tracer.
So beautiful. Oh, my.
Let's do the whole show this way.
Oh, my velour feels so good. Oh, touching it. Oh, oh, great. I love you.
Jenny, you're so weird.
Oh, Fuzzy, just call me Fuzzy. It's a sweet thing.
Fuzzy.
Okay. No touching. No.
Let go
touching.
Of the girl.
Put the girl down.
You know she's not really a girl, right?
Don't tell anybody.
Son of a. Does that mean we're engaged?
Yes.
Is that like some kind of redneck mating ritual?
In Finny World, when you hit him once, you're engaged.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Don't forget the duct tape.
I've always got the duct tape.
The old Finster really likes it sticky, if you know what I mean.
Alrighty then. Okay then. On that note.
So 3 minutes.
This is the Harry Spring again.
I thought we already did.
That was the high note.
Woo! This is Harry Spring Radio Drama. We are on 3 radio stations in the U.S. We're also available at harrystreams.com or iTunes or the Blackberry Store or any number of different RSS aggregators for podcast downloads. All the downloads are free. We're in our second season. We're actually going to be airing. We're in the last 4 episodes of season 2 right now. We're going to air there every Sunday night on KSUradio.com, and they air at 10 o'clock Sundays, midnight Saturdays. If you want to listen in, or you can just wait till Monday morning, and then it's available on the download at harrystreams.com. Our website is on the. Is on your playbill. It's also on the flyers. We will be starting recording season 3 over the next couple months. So we start, new seasons always launch in January. So if you guys have technical questions or how to do a podcast and stuff, we'll stick around. You have questions for the actors. When we get done it, at the end, you guys can ask questions to the actors. It's like this all the time.
Yes.
What?
Nothing. Every now and then we just
have to
slap him.
Sorry, were you speaking?
And I did.
Yes. That was a hell of a speech. Thank you.
So we are going to.
Yay for metaphors.
Sorry?
Oh, my lord.
This story, if you guys are already have a story, if you start listening to it, this is not part of the canon, so things that happen in this story don't affect the narration of the regular podcast.
Except for the Pop-Tarts.
These are the primary characters, though, that you'll hear in all the podcasts. Starting at the end, we have Lilith. You'll get to meet her more as we go through here. Dr. Carmen Strega, Harry Strange in the center there. Yeah. Finny.
Hello, how's everybody doing? I hope you brought a wash rag.
Oh, we're only non-regular characters.
The Muppet that got banned.
We're going to get started. I think we're at 6:30.
Very close. 6:29.
Sploosh.
Wow.
Do you really want to know? Because Jason will say something.
Where would you like me to begin?
You don't want the answer to.
We'll go ahead and get started. And if you want to record it, if you want to picture it, feel free. We actually encourage that kind of behavior.
Do you want to touch my velour?
You want to wallpaper your room with us?
That's right. Whatever you want to do. All right, so we're going to get started.
Soft, isn't it? Yes. Soft. Very soft.
Shed it.
Help! Sweet Sue has been tied to the railroad tracks. Will our hero save her? Well, of course, the hero always prevails on Thriller Thursdays. I'm John Bell, the hero that rarely prevails in Bells in the Bat Free, the comedy show you can hear every Friday Follies and a bunch of Sunday showcases. Help! Oops, looks like the hero may have been a tad late there.
Ouch!
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.